There's been quite a number of drunk driving cases lately. So much so that our government has been looking into causes and ways to prevent it from escalating. Deputy Director, Traffic Enforcement, Traffic Control, Fine Management, of Bukit Aman Investigation and Enforcement Department, JSPT, Datuk Mohd Nazri Hussain has said that he believes the public sales of alcohol should be a factor worth looking into due to the accidents caused by drunk drivers. In our country, alcoholic drinks can be bought 24 hours from shops such as convenience stores. Not necessarily from drinking alcohol at entertainment hubs or nightclubs, but maybe from other places of leisure at night. This makes it easier to purchase supplies and they can drink anywhere without restrictions, he said during the Selamat Pagi Malaysia broadcast on TV1, as according to Berita Harian. He also added that there are managers of entertainment spots who have been detected giving out information about roadblocks and other operations by the Royal Malaysia Police PDRM to customers so that they can avoid getting arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. This makes it harder for the PDRM to enforce laws against and prevent the act of driving over the legal limit of alcohol. The management should be advising their customers who are drunk to not drive and use public transport such as taxis, e-hailing services or asking a friend that is not influenced by alcohol to send them home. From what I know, I believe that all the Malaysian people know about our laws regarding driving under the influence of alcohol as it's not only practiced in our country but others as well, he said. According to him, all parties need to play a role in ensuring the end of drunk driving for the safety of road users and the public in general. We genuinely hope that the general public adheres to the laws of not driving while intoxicated so that the government doesn't impose a permanent ban in alcohol sales in our country. Come on, guys, act right. Also read, 29 people arrested in Ipoh for drinking in a bar despite CMCO. You have reached the end of this story.